All right, everyone, welcome to another episode of O365A. In this episode, we're going to be demystifying the release process of Microsoft 365 and Office. And, you know, we have calls together quite a lot. And we always, you know, we're always talking with one another about like who has what feature and what client and what version of Office we're on. And, you know, certain things that pop up, we ask each other some questions. So we thought that maybe this would be a session that we could do together to understand how the Microsoft 365 and Office releases are updated, and also explaining to everyone sort of how Microsoft targets them or give an understanding of, from a global perspective. So, Dino, why don't you talk to us about how the features roll out?
For sure. All right. So before we can really dive into the various preview features and, you know, how that all works, it really, it helps to understand how Microsoft does software releases in general. So as you know, with Office 365 or Microsoft 365, I should say, you know, you get new product updates and features as they become available. And it's not like you're doing an upgrade as you would traditionally with on-prem server-based products. So these things are just sort of coming out as they become available. And so how does that actually work? And what's the method behind all that madness? So the way you need to think about this is Microsoft's organized all these feature releases into five ring classifications. And you may have heard Microsoft talk about these rings in the past. Maybe you haven't, but I'm going to quickly discuss each of these five rings, and then I'll turn it over to Kurt, and he's going to dive into it a bit further. So starting off with something called Ring Zero, and that's really the core at which the feature team at Microsoft that's developing the feature will introduce the functionality. So let's just assume the Exchange team is rolling out a new feature within Exchange Online, and they wanted to test it out. So Ring Zero would be where they would release it, and it would internally be tested by very few Microsoft people. In fact, just that team that's developing the feature. The next step would be Ring One, which would move on to the rest of the Office 365 team at Microsoft, for example. So then they would be exposed to that functionality and provide feedback. And it's important to note at each one of these rings that feedback is gathered, bug fixes, that type of thing. And it's just like a cycle that's completed. The next ring is Ring Two, which all of Microsoft would then get this particular feature in Exchange. So you'll hear Microsoft talking about dog fooding their own products, and that term really is them eating their own dog food or testing out this feature. Again, going out to the masses now within Microsoft and then testing the features, providing feedback. And at that point, if it's ready to go public, then it'll go to the next release, which is Ring Three. And Ring Three and Four are really the rings where the users like you and I will be able to test functionality. So Kurt's going to talk a little bit about these. Ring Three, which is called Targeted Release, and then worldwide launch of the feature is Ring Four. And that's really the standard that everybody has in their tenant. So I'm going to, with that, pass it over to Kurt, and he's going to dive into a bit more about Ring Three and Four.
Yeah, thanks, Dino. So now that you know a little bit about how Microsoft goes about sort of validating new features, how do you control it in your Microsoft 365 tenant? This is the most basic setting you have, and you can see that setting if you go into your Microsoft 365 admin portal. Under settings and in an organizational profile, you'll see something called Office 365 service updates for your organization. And this basically allows you to control the Office 365 targeted and standard release mechanism for your tenant. And it's important to note that this applies more to the server side, not to the end user applications. And it applies to Microsoft 365 service settings, SharePoint Online, and Exchange Online. But it does not apply to the Office 365 apps, also known as the Office apps like Outlook and Word. It does not apply to the Skype for Business settings or the Microsoft Teams client settings and their related services. So you basically have three choices here. the standard release preference is for everyone. And that means your entire organization gets updates when they're released broadly by Microsoft, which is the Ring 4 that Dino described. Your sort of second more aggressive option is targeted release for everyone. So the entire organization gets updates early, and that would be typically somewhere between Ring 3 and Ring 4. And then your most aggressive release is a targeted release for select users. So you can pick people to preview the release before the release to everybody. So you basically have those three settings, which again, sort of apply at the tenant level. Now I'll turn it over to Hab, who'll talk about how to control it from a more an office client perspective.
Yeah, thanks, Kurt. So from an office perspective, you know, obviously there's a few different ways of deployment, but what we're talking right now is what feature set that you get within your office deployment. So as Kurt mentioned, you know, this resides under the org setting services section where the option is office installation profiles. And from there, we have three different options that you can select from. So note here that this can only be applied at a global level, so you can't apply these office installation feature updates to specific users. So it's a global thing. So the three options that you have are the current channel, which means that the users might receive several updates each month, and as features go to Ring 4, they are automatically updated or pushed out to the end user's client. So they'll have the most up-to-date feature set on a monthly basis. And then next, you can have a once a month. So it's available on every second Tuesday of the month where you would get that push of the new feature set pushed out to the end users. And then lastly is every 6 months. So it's semi-annual. So it's available every second Tuesday in January and in July. So those are the dates that those feature set would then get pushed out. So as I mentioned before, you know, these are global settings. And if you know you're looking for your organization to use maybe every 6 months or once a month kind of thing, you can still allow some of your admins or have your admins subscribe to some of the earlier builds using the Insider program. So there's a few different programs that are out there. So there's Windows, Office, Microsoft Edge has one now, and Microsoft Teams also is planning to have one as well. And Michael will talk about that shortly. So really, the differences between them all, but they're all trying to line up together to have a beta program and a program that you can see pre-release stuff and contribute to bettering the product by utilizing it and giving feedback. So what I wanted to say was the difference between the four of them is that for the Windows Office and Edge Insider programs, you can, as a personal user, subscribe to those yourself outside of the organization. However, for Teams, you'll need to utilize the Teams Admin Center for that. And with that, I'll pass that over to Michael to go in more depth about that.
Thanks, Hap. Yeah, I think this was the biggest driver for this episode was Microsoft had announced that early December 2020 that we're going to be able to control this feature within the Teams Admin Center. So we are going to be able to have the option to adjust the update policy. So this is going to be within the Teams Admin Center. It's going to be under the Teams node, and then it has a new section called Update Policies. And in here, you're going to have a global policy that is created by default, and you'll be able to toggle on or off the preview features. Now, keep in mind that by default, this is a global policy. So if you're looking to test this, I do recommend creating a user policy in parallel. Don't just turn the tenant preview feature on and apply to all your users. This will give you early access to some of those features, but these features could change before they go fully general available. So The big thing here is when you're testing preview features, you're not really under that Microsoft support, so you're not covered by that Microsoft support. You provide feedback through the give feedback mechanisms within the Teams client. So you want to be careful with the audience that you're going to put into this ring. You know, this might be the audience that is creating the change management documentation and testing functionality before your users get it. But I wouldn't recommend rolling that out to your full tenant. Now, keep in mind, similar to any other Teams policy in the admin center, you can assign it directly to a user. You can also do group policy assignment. Now, the feature to do group policy assignment is not currently visible in the Teams admin center. So you would use the PowerShell module, the Teams PowerShell module, and use the new-CS group policy assignment, and then use that Teams upgrade policy to apply to a group of users. So just keep in mind that it's not visible in the admin center. You have to use PowerShell to kind of do bulk management of that. So this will basically turn on the ability for the end user to go into their Teams client, click on their profile photo, go under the About section, and they'll have a little option now to hit Preview feature. When they click that, the Teams client is going to ask you to confirm, and it's going to restart, and then it's going to expose those preview features. So that's a big thing to note. And so just remember, if you have any issues, use the Give Feedback option within the Teams client. So it's a welcome addition. Prior to December 2020, the only way to really access functionality before the large scale rollout was to have a mutual NDA with Microsoft and be in some of those earlier rings that Dino was talking about before.
And I think the Teams updates is different than the Office updates, right, Michael? Like the mm-hmm. process of how that happens.
Yeah. So, and like I think Kurt was mentioning in the beginning is, you know, the option for managing the services didn't apply to Teams. And when we were talking about the Office, client releases, that doesn't apply to Teams. And you look at the insider stuff doesn't apply to Teams. Yeah. So Teams is really in its own kind of container. And so this is the first time that an end customer has the ability to kind of toggle on functionality before the full rollout. And it applies to the Teams client as well as the backend Teams services.
Right. So, I mean, it's just good to understand that, you know, there's different ways that these Office updates are coming to you and the different ways that they can be applied to your users. So just, you know, I would say, as you know, you mentioned, use caution as to how you're pushing the updates out, because obviously you want to have a really great user experience for your user community. So with that, I will leave it there. I think it was a really great session, because I mean, we always have questions about what feature set are coming in, what client. So I think it was good to share.
When am I going to get breakout rooms? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I get that every day. So it's true. Well, that being said, thanks everybody for listening in, and hopefully we'll catch you on our next episode.
Thank you.
Thanks.
See you.